Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. When you stop by JoePags.com, click on Facebook. I'm doing it on Facebook Live tonight, Carrie. What the heck? I figure, what the hell? Why not give Facebook another shot tonight?
Okay, sure.
Why not, right?
Do it. Why not?
You get to see the chocolate voice. You get to see everybody. It's right over there on the Facebook. Or, of course, on these great radio stations across the land. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Monday. Oh, yes. Motown to the Monday. That's how we do. Good weekend or what?
Yeah, it was very nice. That was yours.
Did they win?
They did.
So it was worth taking off?
Yes, it was.
This last week, you might as well have just worked.
No. I want to be there with my son. Yeah, it was still worth it.
Again, I've talked to your son. He's not really.
Again, you have not. And stop lying about my children. You have not.
Talked to him a lot?
No. I tell them never ever to answer your calls or messages.
About the gas.
No.
Do something about the gas. No. It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We've got Charlie Kirk on this program. He is the founder, the president over at Turning Point USA. He's also an author. You see him out there on the campaign trail, working hard for the president to keep the MAGA or MAGA doctrine. Now, do you say MAGA or MAGA?
I say MAGA. I'm sure you'll say MAGA.
I thought
MAGA.
It was MAGA.
Oh, I say MAGA.
I asked Charlie about that.
Really,
I guess Don Jr. is saying MAGA. So if a Trump is saying MAGA, that's probably what it is. So you're not right, they're right, and you just sound like what they're saying.
Which means I am right.
I can't say it.
Say it.
Anybody who works 4 days a week doesn't deserve that, to be honest.
Wow.
But you're looking refreshed. You had a good weekend, huh?
I did. Yes, I did.
Here's what my weekend looks like. I wake up on Saturday, do the show on Saturday. I've got the weekend with Joe Pags. And then the next thing I know, it's Monday morning.
I don't know what happened. It goes by so fast. So fast.
Carrie, I want to blow your mind for a minute. Are you ready?
What? Okay. I guess.
It's November 4th.
I know.
Wasn't it just New Year's Day?
Yes. It's gone by.
What did I miss?
So fast. Yes. And Halloween is past, it's nothing but Christmas. I hear Christmas music. There are Christmas movies on. I'm not ready for it. Not ready for it. Not yet.
When I was a kid, it couldn't go by fast enough. I couldn't wait to be an adult.
Yeah,
now that I'm an adult, barely, but I'm an adult, man, it just flies by.
Mm-hmm.
Flies.
I know.
What is the story with that?
I think as you get older, it goes by faster.
Sam, you're still of the age. Well, you're probably really flying for you. Sam, so at your age, is it still slow?
Uh-huh.
Or is it going faster now?
It's going really fast, but I'm not asking it to slow down any. I'm just like, I'm enjoying it. So maybe I'm just kind of still in that phase.
When you get decrepit like your father, you'll want it to slow down. You'll want it to stop.
No.
That's what you're going to want. You're going to be like, oh, damn, I don't want to be this old. What happened? I remember in college.
You're not that old.
Oh, ancient. Thank you, though, honey. When I was in, yes, and call her honey. It's not sexual harassment. She's my daughter. Shut up. So when I was in college, I remember talking about being 30 and being freaked out by 30.
I know.
And I was like 18, 19 years old.
I was old.
Man, 30 is like ancient.
Uh-huh.
30.
And now, yeah.
It's almost been 30 years since I was 30. That's how stupid that is.
Dude, wow.
That's just stupidity.
Yeah,
all right.
Decrepit.
888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Had a woman ask me a question today. Friend of mine.
She probably wouldn't mind if I said
her name. But I'd never had this question asked before. She said, hey, how you doing? I said, good. Good week? Yeah. She said, have you ever put your underwear on backward?
Hmm.
So I'm thinking, I don't think in my 53 years anybody has ever asked me that question.
That was interesting. Yeah.
My answer was, men's underwear, generally speaking, denote which side should be in the front. So I can't for the life of me say that's ever happened. No.
Hmm.
She said, okay, well, I think mine are backward. I'll be back. I said, okay, sounds good.
Right.
Carrie, it happened. That really happened in the gym today. Out of the blue.
Uh-huh.
Mind my own business.
TMI, but all right.
Okay. It was back day. Mm. Just getting it done. And that question showed
backward
up.
Underwear.
So I get a text from my friend Dave Gooden, bodybuilding champion, guy who listens to the show religiously every day. And he wrote me over the week. He said, hey, you guys want to get together for dinner? We're in town to see the Hodge twins. I forgot they were coming this weekend. I missed them. You know the guys we had on, the twins, the bodybuilder guys, the comedians? They're funny.
Okay, yeah.
They see things like, yeah. They just do that a lot. they were in town in San Antonio, and I forgot all about it. We're going to work out. We're going to hang out. We're going to do the thing, do a blog, a little high-five action. Nothing. I forgot completely that they were here. Mm. Carrie, this is what happens when the year flies
old.
By. No.
When you're old,
I interviewed them like September. I'm like, November, that's a long time away. They're going to be here for a month, so I'm not worried about that.
Yep.
And it's already happened.
It's already gone. Yeah.
It's already happened. Telling you. Old.
I know. Yes.
Old. Ancient, some would say.
Yes.
So I don't know. Is it, do we want to do that? Sort of the light thing to start the, what? Because if I do this, we're going to get some stupid stories, aren't we? Like, don't get, like, where I just went is about as far as I want to go. So if it's really nasty, I don't want to hear your story. But just in, like, your general life, you're walking around, somebody you know, somebody you're fond of, walks up, says something completely out of line. Yet, because she's a friend, it really wasn't out of line. It was funny. But, I mean, that's a little off-putting, right? Carrie, have you ever been in a situation?
I'm trying to think.
So, Sam,
sure
you don't
I
want
have.
To take calls? Sam's like, she don't want to take calls because she thinks it'll get gross.
Yeah. It's such a random topic.
Carrie, anything? Anybody walk up and just say something completely out of the blue?
Not
other than
I
me. I mean,
of.
I say crap to you all the time.
Well, that's true. Every day. Yeah. I don't know. I can't think. I have to think. I don't know. You had a good one.
I have to remember over on Facebook. I have to remember on the Facebook that when I have the music up, it doesn't go along according to my fader. Like, I can turn it down in my ear and to the radio audience, but the Facebook audience hears it full strength. I have to shut it off sooner than I did. I got it, Facebook. How about this? Shut up. Or I'll put it back on live stream, okay? I'm doing this for you people. You know what I mean?
Well,
they just can't be happy, can they?
No, I want to hear other
shut
music.
The face. Anyway, so there you go. At the end of the day, if I open the phone lines, you might get some really nasty, gross calls. I'm going to feel
great.
It out. Let's feel it out for a couple of minutes, see what happens. Because we've got news about Beto. People were afraid I wouldn't say his name anymore. Oh, no, I'm going to continue saying it. He's the punchline of every joke I can think of. Knock, knock. Who's there? Beto. That's it. That's the whole joke.
Oh, that's okay. That's the whole thing. That's funny.
That isn't good?
Not really, no.
Come on.
I don't get that joke.
So we need young people on this show. Hey, Jeff, my daughter is young. Are you not hearing her voice? I'm telling you, Carrie, I will shut
young
the Facebook off.
Young people on the show? What the heck?
I will shut the Facebook off.
Yes.
And it is the Facebook. Open the lines at 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Don't say something gross and nasty, but you're at work, you're working out, you're at soccer practice, whatever you're doing, and somebody comes up and just says something, you had to do a double take. I'm like, I'm sorry, what? Now, again, I appreciate this person, and I have no problem because we're friends. But other than that, I mean, like, had a stranger come up and said it.
That would be really,
you know what
weird.
I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No, then you got to back away. Yeah.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. There's news. People keep asking me, what happens to the campaign money if they drop out? And I thought I gave a pretty good description the other day. I believe this is how it works. It either goes to the DNC or to whatever party, if you choose to release it to them, or you keep it to use for a next election, should there be one. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but that seems to me that's the way it would be. Many people believe that the candidate can keep it and spend it and go on a trip. That's not true. It's got to be used for legitimate campaign reasons. Now, can you figure out some more reasons? I guess maybe, but again, I believe it goes to the party if you choose to release it to the party, or you keep it to use in another campaign. That's what I think happens. But we just found out how much Beto blew through in this latest failure. Did you think it would be that much?
I did not. It was a little surprising.
So we'll have that in a moment. We'll take a call or two about something that, had it come from somebody else, would be inappropriate. At 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. But it was okay because the person that said it was somebody that you know. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you, the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. All the social media there, stop by, click on Facebook, you'll see the Facebook live stream if you happen to be by a device or on your computer. You can check out our big fat heads, too. And yes, I'm working what was, over the weekend, Carrie, one of the biggest zits I've had in my life, right in the middle of my forehead. So what I like is that it's right there. It's right there for you. Mm. Right there.
Yuck.
It's almost gone now. You can't barely see it now. But
Facebook. Oh, okay.
Man, I named him. I actually named him.
Yikes, dude. No. That's your age and still getting those.
That just sucks. Means that I'm young.
No.
I'm virile.
No.
I'm about to hit puberty. I've got all that going on.
Something's going on with your hormones. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
I'm doing
fine.
Oh, okay.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Let me go to the phone lines and say hello to AJ.
Big time Motown, young Joe Pags. What's going on, baby?
What's going on, brother? Talk to me. I'm very young at heart.
Oh, we all are big time Motown. Hey, we get better as we go along. Hey, I wish the youngsters would understand that part about it.
Yes, sir.
But you know how that is. They get mush brain, and then you know how that goes. Too bad we didn't get mush brain back when we was growing up.
Right.
We love every moment of it, Big Daddy.
Yes, sir.
Hey, now to the idiot. Hey, I love that guy wearing the mega hat to the White House.
Isn't that cool? And Kurt Suzuki. I love that.
Oh, my God. Hey, wait. And Trump gave him a hug. And watch, they talk about how Trump hugged the guy. Watch him. Just keep your eyes on it.
I'm telling you, they're freaking out already. It melted down Twitter. How dare he wear that hat? Kurt Suzuki is a racist somehow. Racist!
But, hey, and right quick, speaking of that racist crap, people, we tired of it. Ever since Barack Obama walking in the White House, this is all we talk about. We ain't talking about how great the jobs are, how we love God again, how our kids need to be taken care of. We ain't talking about church. We ain't talking about none of the great things America is made of. All we hear is from these liberals, racist. We tired of it. We got this is a joke what we watching. And them idiot liberal Democrats, Motown, I don't know what the game plan is, because Trump is not going nowhere but back in the White House in 2020. They should know this, but we got the sorry media, Chuck Todd and them. You know, I couldn't even watch him no more. Man, you know how I do my
AJ, you're a better man than him. I cannot watch Chuck Todd. A, his haircut is stupid. He's got a stupid haircut. B, the guy's full of crap. I mean, why am I going to waste my Sunday morning? I've got too much going on. I got paint to watch dry. I've got noses to pick. I don't have time to watch Chuck Todd.
Hey, I have to do it. I'm like Larry Elder. We got to do it for the people, because most of them don't even know how much they be lying. And if you don't know, and when you ask them, oh, there's a true guy, that old lady today, man. She was telling me, oh, Trump is a liar. I said, ma'am, stop watching fake news, will you please?
Exactly.
The old as we are, we know better, man.
Exactly,
we know better. And we see what's going on. And black folks got to understand what the white liberals been doing to them for decades on the Democrat side. And they've been keeping their foot on their neck, and now they doing it again.
Yep.
Wake up, people. This is the best economy week. This is the best time to be. I ain't never seen a better time to be in America. Hey, Trump got a rally tonight. Kentucky. Let's see what these idiots got.
Well, I hope that he helps out the governor there. The governor, Blevins, is running again. And for some reason, he's getting a strong challenge from the son of the previous governor or somebody. It's very stupid. Look, you've got to. I've got stations in Kentucky. We love them. Kentucky, listen to me. When the president goes tonight, he's going to be pumping up the current governor for a good reason. Because of that governor, your economy is booming. Minority employment is through the roof. Women employment is through the roof. Manufacturing is coming back. I can't think of one reason why you would want to change from the guy who's getting it done right and go with somebody who would screw it all up. I don't get it.
But right quick, I can't understand what these idiot liberal Democrats are looking at. They don't talk about the economy. And when you ask these liberals on Twitter, now, what economy? What do you mean? Where you been? If you want a job, people, there's a job out there
for
you now.
That's true.
I mean, come on. And, hey, real quick, and I'm glad Governor Abbott is cleaning up the streets for the bums so we won't be like California.
Yeah, I'm glad he's doing it. I love you too, AJ. I appreciate you. That's AJ from Houston. Go follow him at AJ from Houston on Twitter. He's a great guy, a great following. Yes, he yells at you the entire time, types everything in capitals. But what he alluded to there was the governor, and Carrie, maybe we'll do this a little bit later on. Remind me, Governor Greg Abbott has decided, look, I gave Austin, the city of Austin, a deadline to clean up the streets and get all the homeless encampments done and out, and they didn't do it, so the state came in and said, we're going to do it.
Yeah, it started today.
That's it in a nutshell, right?
Yep, pretty much, yeah.
So, I mean, I'm sorry. You can't just have people, you know, loitering everywhere, sleeping everywhere. Could be in neighborhoods, could be in the dorms, could be just about any, except City Hall. You can't do it at City Hall. They protected themselves from it. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. It's Brian in Missouri who's got a random thing somebody said to him. Brian, what's going on?
Hey, thanks for having me, Joe.
I
love your show. We love you in the heartland, sir.
Thank you. Love you back.
Well, I was at a on a snowboard trip in the mid 90s, and I was staying at a youth hostel out in Silverthorne, Colorado. And we were having breakfast, and we were looking out these grand bay windows, and we'd gotten about 3 foot of snow that night. And I'm looking out, and I see this gigantic, pure white Grand Pyrenees dog,
okay,
just having a blast out in the snow, bouncing around, having a great time. And I said to my buddy next to me, I said, look at the size of that dog. You could ride it like a horse. Well, there's a fella next to me who I've never met before. I had never seen this guy. He takes a couple of bites, and then he looks up out the window, and he says, yeah, I had a dog like that once. I said, oh, yeah? He said, yeah, something ate it. And then he went right back to eating, never said another word.
Come on. Somebody ate the dog?
Well, not somebody.
Something.
He said something.
Come on. All right.
No, it's great.
It's nice to meet you, sir. Enjoy your dinner.
Sir.
Yeah, that's crazy. Brian, very good. That's just as random. Carrie, that's random as hell. Somebody ate, or something
would say,
ate the dog.
Nice talk over breakfast, yeah.
Something ate the dog. So I've got the security cameras at the house, you know, and I get an indication every time. So I'm playing the Fortnite at 2 o'clock in the morning, and a security camera goes off. This is about a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what the heck is that? So I look at it, and it's just a flash. Just a flash in the camera. I go out there, I check it, I don't see anything. All right, the next night, happens again. This time it's a little bit slower. I'm starting to see a form on the security camera. This whole looking at a dog outside reminded me of this. The next, again, there's a flash. Then there's a follow-up indication on the camera. It's a freaking deer jumping into the camera shot and jumping back out.
Wow.
Yeah, like,
they're all
almost
like
it's playing
right
a game.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And then back out. Just somebody, something ate his dog, just reminded me of the deer jumping in and out of my camera shot. And then, like 2 nights ago, all of a sudden, he's just sitting there eating grass going, yep, I'm standing
here
for your damn camera, and there's nothing you can do about it.
That's right. Yep.
Now what? But it was like he was playing a game for a while. And I don't know if he was jumping away because the camera makes a little bit of a click or something when it goes off, but it was the funniest thing to see.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, I don't go out there shooting the deer and eat the deer. I don't mind people who do, and I think it's great. Go and hunt and get your own food. That's fine. But I just it reminded me that something could at some point eat this poor deer that's jumping in and out of my shot.
Wow, scary. Mm.
Stop jumping in and out of, because at 2 in the morning, you're getting scared. Who the hell's outside?
Yes, exactly. You want to know. At least it's a deer.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. One more quick story. Armando, 30 seconds. Go. Armando said, forget you. I think I hung up on him. Dave, 30 seconds, go.
Yeah, hey, putting your underwear on backwards story or comment reminded me of Joan Rivers, who she said, oh, today's been horrible. She says, I got up this morning and put my bra on backwards, and it fit.
Dave, very good. Good way to end it. All right, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Carrie's got the story of Beto. When we come back, we've got that for you. Plus, how did the governor of Texas clean up the homeless problem, and why doesn't California do the same sort of thing? And there are elections tomorrow in a lot of different places. I'll cover one thing in Texas because we have so many stations, but this is a thing that you should push for in your state, too. Stay here.
You're listening to Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Go check out the Facebook today, facebook.com/Joe Talk Show. It's where the live stream is happening. Glad to have you along for the Monday, the Monday edition of the program. Lots coming your way. We want to go here. So I don't know if this tells us where the money goes, but it tells us how much this guy spent. And how bad a candidate must you be to spend this kind of coin and still do that badly? We've got news. Carrie Mill, well, maybe we'll make it a regular segment. News about Beto.
Okay.
Because people don't want me to stop saying it like that. What do you have for me?
From Fox News, Beto O'Rourke, the former Texas congressman who began his 2020 presidential campaign drawing large crowds and glowing magazine cover features, unceremoniously dropped his bid on Friday afternoon, but not before spending nearly $14 million on his second expensive political loss in less than a year, a Federal Election Commission records indicate. Just last year, O'Rourke raised over $17 million for his presidential run, participated in the most expensive Senate race in U.S. history before failing to oust Senator Ted Cruz. Cruz spent more than $45 million in his effort to fend off O'Rourke, who shelled out approximately $75 million in the failed bid. And the FEC numbers on O'Rourke's push for the Democratic nod to take on President Trump in 2020 were last updated on September 30th. Though it is difficult to accept, it is clear to me now this campaign does not have the means to move forward unsuccessfully, O'Rourke wrote in a Medium post on Friday. My service to the country will not be as a candidate or as the nominee. We should be proud of what we fought for and we were able to achieve, he continued. O'Rourke recently ratcheted up his rhetoric on the campaign trail as his poll numbers remained stagnant. He had not hit 5% support in a Fox News poll for the Democratic nomination since March. He said in a recent CNN town hall on LGBTQ issues he would remove tax-exempt status from churches that did not honor same-sex marriages and proposed an ambitious mandatory gun buyback scheme about a month before that.
So Beto spent $14 million to fail miserably. So what did we find out from that candidacy? What we found out is kind of sort of looking like an odd Kennedy. You're not going to get you elected. Flailing your arms about like a doofus, not going to get you elected. But more to the substance, because the guy got some traction and had $14 million, to be honest, because some people liked the way he looked. I remember looking on Facebook when he was running for Senate and seeing some people with whom I'm connected, although we don't agree on much politically, but we're connected in other ways, saying things like, oh, I really wish I could have gone to go see Beto today. He was in town. And I'm like, why? I legitimately want to know why you're sad you didn't go see him. What was he going to say? And then we also found out that there is a point of no return for the American populace, for the American voter. They're not going to sit around and say to themselves, yeah, I want a guy who's going to take our guns. He not only was going to take your gun, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15 and your AK-47. Then when questioned, which I was surprised by, to be honest with you, by the left legacy media, they said, well, how are you going to do that? Well, I believe law-abiding citizens will just turn them in. A mandatory buyback. It's a misnomer. You can't have a buyback if you didn't buy them to begin with. Carrie, did the government buy our guns? Is that what happened?
No.
Do we buy them from the government?
No.
So how are they going to buy them back? With what money? Can't. So they're going to use taxpayer money and pay me money, some of my own money back, to get my gun that I bought from somebody else. Do I have it right?
Yes.
Okay. Just checking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's it.
You know more about this stuff than I do. And then when he was pressed a little bit more, well, how do you do that if they don't want to? Well, they're going to. I believe they'll follow the laws. Well, what if they don't? Then he says something so stupid as, well, laws have consequences. If you break the law, then the police will come there and take them. But Robert Francis, the Irishman, said historically, he has now said, we know this, that he believes that today's police are the modern day Jim Crow. He said that. He has a problem with the border laws. Although if it's a law that he pushes, then we'll send the police to enforce the law. But we hate ICE, should disband ICE. He's open to completely getting rid of ICE. Wants to take down the wall or the fence that's in El Paso now. Here's a guy who is completely and utterly somebody who was not for you following the law when it came to the issues that he finds important, like immigration. But if you don't give into a mandatory buyback that he would have put into place as president, he was going to send the police to your house to take the guns and possibly arrest you for breaking that law. I think you found out that Americans don't want that. Americans also don't need you to consistently call the president of the United States a Nazi and Hitler and a white supremacist and a racist. That isn't playing well. Yet for some reason, Kerry, with all that, we know all that. Another poll came out over the weekend. Now suddenly Hillary Clinton can beat the president again.
Mm-hmm.
And I say again because it was predicted the first time. She didn't do it the first time, but that was the prediction. The polls are out 1 year before the election. It's literally 1 year before the election. And Hillary Clinton somehow can beat President Donald Trump. I mean, I'm confused. How so? Now, I've talked about this a million different times. I'll take a call or two on Beto, just because it's fun to make fun of him. I like making fun of him. He's so make funnable. Is that something?
Make funnable? I don't think so.
Pretty sure it is.
No.
Pretty sure I had that funnable? As a vocab question in 11th grade.
Uh-huh. No, I don't think so. It's not there.
It's funnable. No?
No.
So your question's about Beto. And I wonder, has he done a live stream since he dropped out?
My guess live stream is no. Him
eating hot dog or picking his nose or something. Is there some live stream he's got to do soon? People have rejected him. They don't want him. And they showed he had $14 million in the early going and lost badly. Badly. He gone. That's it. Done. So your thoughts on that. But also, what about this business that Hillary Clinton can beat President Donald Trump? Now, she thinks she beat him the first time, which, of course, she didn't. You know how I know that, Kerry?
How's that?
Because her address is in 1600 Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do know that.
So, does that poll come out in the hopes of getting her going and giving her the impetus to jump in? Does she jump in? Looks like Kamala Harris is going to be out soon. Julian Castro is on his last legs. He's done. It's basically between Elizabeth Warren, Joe Biden, and what's his face?
Bernie Sanders.
Yeah. Now, I don't think Tulsi Gabbard is a player. I also don't think she'll be a third-party candidate. And Hillary Clinton might have actually gotten out of her an admission, a concession from Tulsi Gabbard without Tulsi Gabbard really realizing that she did it. Because she actually said the other day, I'm not going to run third party. Maybe that's what Hillary Clinton wanted Tulsi Gabbard to say. Because if she does run third party, the Democrats are done. It would be the same result, just in the opposite party, as we saw in 1992, when H.W. Bush ran for re-election. That's when Bill Clinton won. Bill Clinton won because of Ross Perot. Ross Perot was the reason why George Herbert Walker Bush didn't win. Bush would have won about 57-43 had there not been a Ross Perot. I don't believe there's one Democrat that said, I'm not going to vote for Clinton, I'm going to vote for Ross Perot. All of his voters were conservative, and they were also Republican. That's why George Herbert Walker Bush only had one term. So I think Tulsi Gabbard would have that sort of effect on the Democrats. But I don't think that she's a player for the actual nomination. I don't think anybody else in that stage is either. Kerry, would you agree that it's really a three-person race at this point?
Yes, right now. Yeah.
When is the next debate? Is it this week?
Maybe next week.
Either this week?
Week
or next week.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'll look.
Something like that. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Your comments on Beto, squandering $14 million in campaign funds. And also your comments on this new poll by Fox News, of all places, saying Hillary Clinton would beat President Trump should the election be held today. Now, if it's true, I've got a real problem with how dumb people in America are being. If it's false, I've got a real problem with putting out these false polls. By the way, I believe Americans are smart. And I see these rallies and the turnout for the rallies. And I believe that this poll is bogus. I think it's probably another 900 or 1,000 people that were polled. I don't know who the people were that were polled, but they certainly don't represent me. They don't represent you. So what are we talking about here? 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. John is in Missouri. John, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, Joe. How's it going today?
Living a dream, man. What's happening?
Yeah, well, just trying to put up with this this crazy stuff coming out of the Democratic candidates. I mean, there's no way that they deal with reality. They're just trying to poke holes at President Trump to try to keep him from regaining the election, which I think is going to happen if he decides to run.
Well, he's running. He's already got his campaign going. He's running.
Yes, I mean, you don't know what's going to happen. There's still plenty of time.
Any thoughts on Beto?
He's not in touch with what's going on. I mean, to think that people are going to stand by and allow the government to buy back their firearms is not realistic. It's going to happen.
Not only is it not realistic, but then to say that you're going to use the police that you hate to go door-to-door and confiscate them, it smells an awful lot like Great Britain back in the day. England did the same exact thing, thus the revolution. John, I appreciate you. Thank you. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. More calls on this. A lot of people want to be heard. I've got, I believe, a 13-year-old on the line, and Stephen, stay there, who's got a Beto joke.
Carrie, okay.
A 13-year-old
All right.
has
That's
a Beto
okay.
joke.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll take that when we come back. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Joe Pags.
Great to have you, Motown Monday, the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. We're broadcasting all over the place on great radio stations, also on Facebook Live tonight, just because I felt like it. Just deal with it. Next hour, of course, will be on Newsmax TV for the video. Of course, the radio will continue, the audio will continue on these great radio stations. Some phone calls coming in. We'll go to Steven and his joke about Beto in a moment. First, got to tell you about Raycon. Great set of earbuds. Look around. Everybody's got them. Everybody's going wireless now. You need a great set of earbuds, so go with Raycons. Raycons start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound amazing, just as amazing as the top audio brands that cost a whole lot more. And Raycon's latest model, the E25s, are their best ones yet. You get 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design. It gives you a comfortable, noise-isolating fit. Unlike some of your other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet. No dangling wires, no stems. I don't like those. Sorry. Perfect for on-the-go listening and for taking phone calls, too. Raycon, co-founded by Ray J, great musician. You know they've got to sound good. Get 15% off right now because you listen to my program by going to buyraycon.com/pags. BuyRaycon.com/pags. Get 15% off of Raycon wireless earbuds. One more time. buyraycon.com/pags. Get it done right now. Let me go to the phone lines. I appreciate you waiting. It's going to be Steven in San Antonio. What's on your mind? Hi.
Hi, I have a Beto joke, as I
okay.
stated. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Beto.
Beto who?
Beto not take me seriously.
Ah, see what you did there? I appreciate it, Stephen. Thanks. There you go. He's a young and coming comedian, Kerry.
That he is. Yep.
Beto not take me seriously.
Mm-hmm.
I guess you can't pronounce it like I pronounce. Just Beto not take me seriously might have been better. I don't know.
Yeah, probably so. How he said
but,
that.
But Stephen, playing along, tried to pronounce it like I do. And I appreciate that. Beto not take me seriously.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen with that doofus now? Honestly, what's your gut on this guy?
I don't know. He's already said he's not going to run. Against Senator John Cornyn, but I don't know why
what he says every time.
Because you already lost one Senate race in Texas. You didn't get the nod for the president. I don't know. What did he do before he was even a congressman?
Well, he was before congressman. I think he just collected free money. I mean, his wife is from a rich family, and his family's got money. I don't know what his job was. This is a great question. Was he a community organizer? Who the hell knows?
I don't know. I guess he'll go back to whatever he was doing before, I guess.
Going to go back to DUIs and stuff like that, or what do you think?
Maybe not that far back. I think he was going to work with whoever was going to get the nod that he was going to work
Let
with
me ask
their
you
campaign.
This. If you get the nod... You
Would
Beto
you want him on there?
Maybe
not.
Yeah. No. I'm going to say no. Oh. I'm going to say, ooh.
No, thank you, but no.
Beth, till luck next time. See, that would have been a good one. Beth, till luck next time.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is. See, Stephen's opening a can of worms now because there's going to be a lot of that.
Uh-oh. Here comes the
jokes. Beth, they'll not run again.
Mm.
Beth, they'll stop doing live streams.
Mm. Oh, maybe he'll do some more of those.
Beth, they'll learn how to cook a burger.
Have plenty of time on his hands to do that.
Yeah, he's going to have plenty of time to do those.
Yeah.
How about the one where he was supposed to go to a debate with Ted Cruz? He chickened out and then did a live Facebook from like a kitchen somewhere. Remember?
Do you remember that?
What's wrong with this guy?
I don't know.
I'm here in this kitchen because it's important about what's happening in our state. What? Go to the. What are you, stupid?
Yes, people want to hear you. Yes.
When I was in Napoleon Dynamite, it was really important for us to get this done. He was great in that movie, by the way. He wasn't in that movie. What do you mean?
It was not Beto.
No, he was the star. He played Napoleon.
No, he did not.
Pretty sure that was him.
No.
Mm-mm. Polo, anything? Can you verify or no?
Well, I've never seen the two of them.
Thank you.
You know, at the same place at the same time, so.
Exactly right. You never know. Carrie, I think it was him just with a wig on.
Okay. I'll take your word for glasses. It, I guess.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Going to be Timmy in California. Timmy, what's going on? Hi.
Hey, it is Rocking Timmy from Oak Hills, California. How are you doing, Joe?
Well, thank God. I was hoping you'd call in. What's on your mind?
Hey. Well, you were talking about the polls with Hillary Clinton, supposedly, depending on the poll, beating Donald Trump.
Yes.
And, of course, it is a parody, to use Schiff's word, of the fact that we have an electoral college. Hillary won the popular vote,
right.
And that's what these polls are. They don't do a state-by-state vote or a poll. And it's just ridiculous. Anybody can, you know, doctor these numbers.
You know, I really appreciate I appreciate that you went there, because when I talk to Charlie Kirk next hour, we actually get into that. When you do a state-by-state poll, Donald Trump, the president's leading in many of the states that are called swing states that he eked out in 2016. He's winning by wider margins now, like Florida, like North Carolina. He's doing better in these states. So maybe even more Californians are going to vote for Hillary this time. Maybe that's what they're getting. But you're right. These are allegedly nationwide polls, only 1,000 people, but they don't show what would happen state-by-state. Good point.
Correct you are, sir.
That's what I do, Timmy. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. It's 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. I used to believe polling, because places like Quinnipiac and Gallup and Zogby, these outlets would say, Epic MRI, they would all say, because science has proven within the margin of error 2 to 4 points, that these are accurate at the end of the day. I guess I believe it. Okay, you're a pollster. It's what you do. I don't believe him anymore. After 2004, when they got it so wrong between John Kerry and George W. Bush, when they got it so wrong on Election Day, I decided I would no longer put any faith into this polling. It just doesn't make sense. So I would rather see a state-by-state poll. I'd rather see a much larger swath of the population. And I'd like to see people from both sides of the aisle. I have no idea who they're choosing. Got to go to break here. We're coming back. Much more to come on the Joe Pags Show. Stay here.
Joe Pags. This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land, joepags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Also, Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride on a Monday. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. Motown Monday, along with Chocolate Voice. Wearing your Christmas outfit today.
Christmas? Red? Black?
It looks Christmassy to me. I don't know. It's not an insult. I like Christmas.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but got the hair up, so we're happy about that. Mm-hmm. The outfit, I think, looks fine. Don't always read something negative in.
Okay.
You always got to be that person. Always got to be so. Oh, I can't believe you say something about the shirt. It's not a nice shirt.
Okay.
No problem.
All right. You said Christmas. I was like, what?
No. You look very good. You look like Little Miss Christmas. So what?
Okay, I'll just take it as a compliment.
Of course it is. Have you ever heard me diss Christmas? Hello?
No, I have not. I've heard you diss
Thank
me,
you.
But not the holiday.
I've never dissed you. I just react to how you treat me. That's all.
Oh, please. Please.
It's 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Lots going on, lots to get to. Bottom of this hour will be Charlie Kirk, the president, the founder of TP Turning Point, TP USA. He's got a new book coming out, The MAGA Doctrine. I feel very uppity saying MAGA. It feels like it's MAGA, but it's MAGA, The MAGA Doctrine. It's an important read. It's an important story. We'll get into all of that bottom of the hour. Make sure you stick around for that. I do want to get into some of the proposition. Well, just one proposition that's being up on the ballot tomorrow in Texas. Couple of reasons why I'm doing this. First of all, Texas is one of the states that doesn't have a state income tax. Most of you around the country seem to know this because, Carrie, 1,000 people are coming to Texas a day.
Mm-hmm. True.
Unfortunately, many of them bringing the politics with them, which actually led to why they're leaving where they're leaving. Essentially, you can't afford to live where you live because of the high taxes and the overregulation and the overbearing government. So instead of voting differently and changing the government where you are, you're moving to places like Texas and Florida, and you're still voting the same way that you voted that caused the problems in the last place. I have an idea. Get a clue. What you've been doing isn't working. What you've been doing has actually been hurting you. It's been hurting you, your family, and your future. So stop it. Don't move to a state that has lower taxes, less regulation, and a better economy if you're not willing to be productive and join in to that economy. And that means at the ballot box, too. So tomorrow, there are several propositions that are up for grabs in Texas. Only going to get into one. Proposition 4. And by the way, I'm pretty much for almost all of the propositions, those of you listening in Texas. You know, read through them, see how you feel about them. Don't go there and just say yes or no because I said so. Go there and actually read through them. But I want to get in depth into Proposition 4. Proposition 4 is important for everybody, especially like those of you in New York City. Because those of you in New York City, if you make any money at all and you have to live there, then you're being taxed 40 to 60% of your income, whether it's state or city or federal. You guys are being fleeced is what's happening in the state of New York. Other states like Illinois, other states like California, same exact thing. New Jersey, you're being fleeced. There should not be a state income tax anywhere. I have a problem with there being such a large federal income tax as well. That's another story for another day. But in the state of Texas, there is no state income tax. In other words, whereas in New York, I was paying 7.7% of my salary just because I lived there. Here in Texas, where I reside and where I work, I don't pay any state income tax. Zero. And there should never have been one. So Proposition 4 is actually a proposition to add an amendment to the Texas Constitution that would prohibit a state income tax from ever being added in the state of Texas. I don't like that you have to vote yes. If you read it, it makes sense. But I fear, Carrie, I fear, you think this is a valid fear? People will go there and say state income tax.
No, they're going to vote no. I know. Right. I know. It's tricky. So
you got to be careful. Here's the way it works, okay? A yes vote supports adding an amendment to prohibit the state from levying an income tax on individuals to the Texas Constitution that requires a two-thirds legislative vote and a statewide referendum to amend. In other words, if you say yes tomorrow, that means you want to add the amendment that will prohibit a state income tax ever. If they want to put a state income tax on, they need two-thirds, okay, of the legislature to vote for it and a referendum to happen statewide, okay? That's a big hoop to jump through to change this. If you vote no, you oppose the amendment, thus continuing to allow the state to enact a tax on individuals in the future through a simple majority legislative vote and a statewide referendum. So again, yes means you don't want a tax. No means you're okay for it. Perfectly fine. You want to add a tax? Add a tax. Yes means you will add an amendment that says no income tax statewide. No means you don't want the constitutional amendment, and that leaves it open to a simple majority in the legislature and a state referendum to add a tax. Now, those of you who live in states where there is a tax, a state income tax, simple question for you. Are you for it are you against it? Now, the argument you're going to hear from the left is, but what about the children? What about libraries? What about pre-K? What about taking care of low-income families? What about, why are you such a rich, horrible, righty, no-good SOB that you don't want to feed the children? Those are always bogus arguments. You know, people on the right and on the left love children. I mean, on the right, we even love them before they're born. On the left, you guys don't care. It's nothing. But having said that, once they're born, we all universally agree we love the children. The children are our future. I believe the children are our future. Come on, Carrie.
No.
Treat them well and let them lead the way.
Okay.
You're saying no?
No.
No on that?
No.
No?
No.
You're saying no?
No.
By the way, you missed the PAGS parody on Friday.
Oh, no. I'm broken
I know,
up
right?
about that.
I do have, I have plenty of time today to possibly revisit if you need
me
to.
No, I think we got a lot of stuff. We're jam-packed. Jam-packed.
What happened was, actually, this is the last story I have. We're open after this.
No, that's not true. You must have something else to talk about.
That's not
about.
True? Okay.
Yes,
all right,
true.
Maybe. So what happened was, and you probably didn't hear about this because YouTube is go, team, go, blah, blah. Kathy called in and said she lost $5 to her husband because she bet him that I would have a PAGS parody about Beto dropping out of the race.
Oh, yeah.
And
but
I didn't have
so
one prepared
late,
because
right?
It happened right before the show.
Yeah.
So I took that as a challenge, ended up doing it live in the second hour.
To what song?
And then in the third hour, added some harmony during the break. Wasn't great, but it was okay.
Imagine.
And instead of Bye Bye Love, it was Bye Beto by the Everly Brothers. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we might have time later on in the program.
No,
we'll see.
No, I don't think so. No.
Or I'll just randomly select another PAGS parody that he did several months ago. And
no,
can I throw the, yeah. Carrie, can I just do a personal announcement here?
Sure.
Stop emailing me the idea that I should do the song, the Banana Boat song, because of Beto instead of Deo, say Beto.
Well,
I did it.
Yeah, a while back.
Like a year ago.
Yeah. They just don't remember.
It's done.
Sure.
It's in the can.
Yeah.
Listen, I don't have too many requirements in life, but people need to listen better. He's going to put it right
and every
out
day,
there.
And 3 hours a day.
It's not a big deal. Mm-mm. 3 hours. What is it? You got 21 other hours to do whatever you want.
Right.
You just float around the internet anyway. Just where you're texting somebody, hey, what's up? Listen to the show. Why is that? Why is that hard?
It's not.
Why is it difficult?
It's quite easy.
All right. So again, a yes vote, Texas. We have 17 stations in Texas. A lot of people listen in Texas. And those of you coming to Texas, why not put something like this on your ballot so that you also can avoid a state income tax? You don't have to get up and move. You know, you have the ability to change what your government looks like where you live. Getting up and leaving and voting the same way is verifiably stupid.
Stupid!
So again, a yes vote means add the amendment to ban or prohibit a state income tax. Yes means no tax. No means yes tax, okay? So your vote, if you're against the state income tax, is yes tomorrow. And those of you moving to Texas, remember, don't vote the same way as you were voting in the state from where you're coming if you were voting for the idiots that are in there. They're the reason you're leaving. Don't ever lose that perspective. Because when you go to a state that's doing it better and you end up changing that state to the way the old state was, where are you going to go next? You know what I'm saying? This is one of the last bastions of free enterprise and small government and good economy we're going to find in this nation. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you, Motown Monday, the Joe Pags Show, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. The topic right now is state income tax. Are you for a state income tax? Most of you live in states that have a state income tax. I live in a state that doesn't. My state doesn't. Florida doesn't. There are a few others that don't. I think Washington State might or might not. I'm not sure. But there are a few others that don't. But it's just a handful. The vast majority of states have a state income tax. And the politicians there have convinced you, have convinced you that it's necessary if you love children. It's necessary if you love old people. Necessary if you love minorities. Necessary if you love women. If you vote against the state income tax, you hate those groups of people. That's how they play the game. They make you feel guilty about not wanting to give more of your hard-earned dollars to the government. So I'll take your phone calls on if you do have a state income tax, if you like it. I'll listen to you. I'm not sure why you would like it, but I'll listen. And also, your thoughts on Prop 4 tomorrow in Texas, which would, in fact, add a constitutional amendment that would ban the legislature from adding a state income tax without a supermajority vote and a vote of the people. And I think that it's certainly something that you should say yes to tomorrow. Yes on that one. Let me go to Alan, who's in Katy. Alan, what's going on? Hi.
How you doing, Joe? I've been listening to you for a long time.
Thanks.
Radio, and I've caught on to Newsmax and been watching your program.
Cool.
I do appreciate the fact that you brought up this Proposition 4. I've already done early voting. You know, what angers me the most is the fact that the trickery and the language that is used to try to catch us off guard. Case in point, we had a bond that was being proposed a couple of years ago. It failed the first time, and it passed the second time, and it was all based in the language.
Right.
I was angered because what we ended up getting was a $75 million price tag on a football stadium, a high school football stadium in Katy. And they pushed that through, and they did that by the language. And I appreciate the fact that you're bringing this up.
Well, I want to interject this. A friend of mine reminds me that we recently had the chance to vote on daylight savings time about getting rid of it. And I guess the way that was worded, people didn't understand that either. So that went down. I mean, do you agree with me that the default tomorrow will be people will say, oh, state income tax? No. And if they say no, they're actually saying you can add one.
That is correct. I mean, it's not that tricky in the language from what
I saw. If you read
it,
but most people aren't going to read it.
Right. That's right. And you have to do that. You've got to do your homework, which I had done. I've got family that live in Louisiana. And, you know, I guess they're going to get you one way or the other. I was talking to my sister-in-law, you know, I've lived there myself until I moved here at age 13.
Yeah.
You know, we've always had a state income tax, and they pay higher on groceries than we do here as well. You know, they're going to get you. But one of the things they have that's much lower is their property tax.
Yeah.
And as I'm stating, they're going to get you one or the other. You know, what having the privilege of no state income tax, you know, what's pushing me right now is property taxes. I'm fortunate. I've paid my home off before losing my job. You know, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
But the problem is the property tax.
Well, I agree with you, but I'll say this. I lived in New York before I came back to Texas, and in New York, the property taxes were much higher. So our property taxes are too high in Texas. I agree with you, and I do agree that they're making up for the lack of other taxes in other places through property taxes. I was hoping that we would see a change by Greg Abbott and Dan Patrick and the others that are running the state. I know that they've taken moves to make sure the property tax can't go any higher. I'm waiting for a move that sees them going lower. I don't think they need to be this high. But you're right about the wording. And Alan, I appreciate you out of Katy. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. I appreciate what you have to say about the wording. The wording is tricky. It's tricky on purpose. They do this several times. And what happens is if they don't get the proper result, they'll keep on bringing it up until they do. I urge you, take a few extra minutes. Carrie, how long does it take you to vote when you go and vote? Do you know?
Oh, just a few minutes. Not long at all.
It's usually pretty quick.
Yeah.
So if it normally would take 5 minutes, in and out, done, take seven. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There
just
are like eight
minutes.
Propositions tomorrow or proposals tomorrow. Just read it. Not a big deal. And if you read through it and really make an educated decision, you're going to be fine. If you don't read through it, if you don't, you've got to look at every word. They are tricky, the way they word these things on there. By the way, there's another push in Texas, isn't there, that people are complaining that the incumbent's party is always listed first on the ballot? Did you see this today?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
It's a little stupid, but here's the complaint by the Democrats in Texas. And again, this is going to apply across the nation because people are watching Texas. They think it's going to flip. They think it's going to go purple or blue. And they're watching it to see if they can push Texas around. If they can, they can do anything else that they want anywhere else. And I urge everybody in every state around the country to step up and change how things are done there. But in Texas, the story is, and Carrie, correct me if I'm characterizing this incorrectly, I believe the Democrats are complaining that on the ballot in Texas, the party, the person running from the same party as the governor, is always listed first on the ballot.
I believe, yes, that's what they're complaining
and they've
about.
And they've got a problem with that because they say it's unfair. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, the governor of the state of Texas, Greg Abbott, is a Republican. So it'll say Carrie Lockey R or Joe Pags R. It'll say what party you're in. It's not going to just say the name and not the party affiliation. It'll say it. So you can still make an educated decision whether it's uniform like that, where the R is the first candidate every time. But they're complaining as if somehow this is forcing people. Now, if you go to the ballot box and decide to only check the first name in every race and don't know anything about them, just decide to do that, guess who it's on? It's on you. But Carrie, this is, again, I believe, the Democrats complaining because they think people are stupid.
Yeah, I mean,
you and I agree, people aren't generally stupid, right?
No, we are not.
No, we don't think people are stupid. We agree that people are pretty smart. So do yourself a favor. Take a second.
Yeah.
Take a breath. Read it. Read the name and then decide, is that the person I want or not?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're the person who goes in and checks the first box, I mean, then
that is
you get what you get.
It's
like doing a multiple choice, you know, test in school and just writing A the entire time, hoping that the majorities of the answers are A's. It's just dumb. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. It's going to be Bill in New Hampshire. Bill, what's going on?
Hey, Joe, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
Great talk. This is a big pet peeve for me living in New Hampshire. We've turned purple, or mostly purple, because of the bleeding hot liberals that bleed over the border from Massachusetts to New Hampshire. This is a huge problem in New Hampshire. Not only do we get the people that bleed over and actually come here and live, but we actually have had people that come over and vote illegally in New Hampshire that live in Massachusetts.
Well, that's a major problem. Now, is there a state income tax in New Hampshire?
There's no state income tax. In fact, the only way we've kept the state income tax down is in our Constitution. We only pay our state representatives $250. And I don't mean $250,000. I mean $250
a year. Nice. I love that. I want to do that here.
We've kicked some butt on that. And that's exactly how it should be. It should be regular citizens that own businesses, that work a regular job, go to the state capitol and decide what's going to go on. Not some joker who's going to have a lifetime appointment to being a state rep and making, you know, $200,000 to $250,000 a year like we have in Washington.
Well, listen, I'm with you. I think we should change the salary base that's in Washington. It's $169,000 a year now, which makes no sense. I mean, AOC goes from bartender to almost $200,000 a year to just walk around and get driven around in SUVs and complain and be on panels. It doesn't make any sense. Pay these people almost nothing. Make them go back to their districts and actually do the hard work of the people. Then maybe you'll see some results. So the big problem is, if I'm hearing you right, is a lot of the blue people, a lot of liberals from Massachusetts are going and living in your state, working in Massachusetts and screwing up the voting in your state.
Exactly. And I've been in politics since I was a kid. My dad was in politics. I went to high school with Chris Sununu, our governor.
Nice.
I remember my dad talking to John Sununu when we were kids.
Bill, unfortunately, I love you like crazy. I'm out of time. I got to hit the break here. When we come back, it'll be Charlie Kirk from TPUSA. Got a brand new book out too. Stay here. Great radio stations across the land, JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email. It's all right there. Plus Newsmax TV. It's the Joe Pags Show. Glad to have you along for the ride. Really glad to have back from TPUSA. He's out there pushing hard for the president and author, Charlie Kirk. Charlie, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
It's always an absolute pleasure to have you on. You've got a new book coming up, The MAGA Doctrine. Do we say MAGA or MAGA? It's MAGA, right?
I like, it depends on what part of the country. I like MAGA too, though. Our friend Don Jr., who has his new book coming out, always says MAGA. So I'll yield to Don on that.
All right. The MAGA Doctrine, the only ideas that will win the future. Go pre-order it right now at charliekirk.com, charliekirk.com. All right. Let's talk about the MAGA Doctrine. It basically is, we love our country. It basically is traditional American values aren't bad. It basically is the anti-the squad doctrine. Do I have it right?
Yeah. Look, the ethos of the Trump presidency has been misrepresented intentionally by the leftist media and fake Republicans. And essentially, the main philosophy behind the Trump presidency is Can citizens peacefully reclaim their government when they feel that it's gone so dramatically in the wrong direction from both parties over the last 40 years? And that means questioning the conventional wisdom. Should these trade deals just be bought lock, stock, and barrel? Should we be in these foreign countries endlessly without any sort of success or end in sight? Is it okay that Washington, D.C. has the wealthiest counties in America? Is it okay for our agencies to have the power to subvert an election and go after a president they may not might not agree with? So the MAGA doctrine, going all the way back to the writers like Cicero in the Roman Empire, is about restoring citizen government. It's the beauty of the rallies. It's how Trump doesn't just go to the rallies to get people excited. He's going to see and hear what people think about the agenda he's been bringing to our country. It is the most responsive form of government. It has our founding fathers smiling from heaven when they see this kind of Trump movement, because the MAGA doctrine is one that has totally and fundamentally changed the way American politics have been done. And in my upcoming book, I talk about President Monroe in the 1820s had the Monroe Doctrine, which completely changed the way that U.S. foreign policy was done. I make the argument this is 200 years later. This is just as important. The MAGA Doctrine reformat and will change the trajectory of the Republican Party for the better over the next 20, 30, or 50 years.
I could not agree with you more. It's Charlie Kirk from TPUSA. His new book is called The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future. Go to charliekirk.com, Charlie spelled with an I-E, kirk.com. Go there and do that right now. You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because former President Obama, of course, went into the Paris Accords, which was a globalist thing that just basically punished us for being successful. Went into the Iran deal, which was not a deal for us. They were going to shut down Fordo, going to keep on enriching uranium. They didn't have to do anything. China didn't have to do anything when it came to climate change. So-called climate change. It basically was a punishment. The progressives in this country want to punish us through regulation, like you said, subverting the people that elected the members of Congress and taking full power and control. Charlie, here's the question. You're out there on tour every day and you're talking to people every day. I'm stunned you've got a few minutes to talk to me. But when you're out there talking to people, do they understand that left versus right really is left? Government controls everything. Right, the people control it.
Yeah. And so, look, first of all, thank you for the kind words. And the reason I'm kind of dressed in campus gear is I'm going from campus to campus. I've been in Arizona, Colorado, Iowa, New Hampshire, California, Ohio, and Florida just in the last 7 days speaking to college kids about these very ideas of free enterprise and limited government. And so the traditional political spectrum of left versus right, I think, is very deceiving because what does that really mean? I mean, sometimes people say both sides. That doesn't really make any sense. And I like to look at it as, are you going to create a government that respects first principles and citizen-led government, or are you going to believe in collectivism and statism? Basically comes back to the arguments of Plato versus Aristotle. Where do rights come from? Do we give up our existence to the state? Was it the state that corrected us, that created us and gave us the right to exist? Or do we believe in Scottish Enlightenment values of first principles, individual rights, free speech, so on and so forth? And so what I talk about in this book is that a very unconventional individual, someone who was never supposed to run for the presidency, someone who was never supposed to win the primary, someone who was never supposed to win the election, has actually been the most effective president in restoring our ethos, principles, philosophy, and country back to the trajectory the founding fathers originally intended, which is one of American revitalization, which is one in focusing on the very vibrant and important middle class, which has been totally disenfranchised by both political parties. And look, I think we have to speak truth to power, to be perfectly honest, that both parties have made failures, that this is not necessarily just a Republican good, Democrat bad type, doctrine. This is a MAGA doctrine that gives an honest analysis that both parties have contributed to the decline of the United States of America over the last 20, 30 years. And it's only because of the spirit and the toughness of our people that our country is not totally gone. And this president does not get the credit he deserves for what he's been able to do. Going to college campuses every single day with Turning Point USA, the work that we're doing, I can tell you students are hungry to hear this message. Good. That we are encountering more curiosity than combativeness. And I'm seeing a revitalization of our country happening in front of my very eyes.
I love it. It's Charlie Kirk, Turning Point USA. What is the actual website? Is it .org or .com?
Our address at Turning Point USA is tpusa.com. That's tpusa.com.
And his website is charliekirk.com. Go there and pre-order this book, The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future. Let's talk about polling for a second. I was a TV news anchor in 2004 in Albany, New York, and Zogby said John Kerry had won in a landslide because of the exit polling. Obviously, that was dead wrong. We heard that Hillary Clinton was going to win, what, 98.5% she would win, and of course she lost. There's a poll out today by Fox, of all places, that says Hillary Clinton could beat him again. You've got polls last week that said 70% of college students or millennials believe that socialism would be great, 30% want communism. Charlie, how much weight, how much credence can we put into a poll that's taken of 1,000 people to allegedly represent all of us?
Well, nothing. I mean, according to Hillary Clinton, she still won the election. She said, I would beat him again, which is stunning. Yeah. I mean, look, and that's part of what I talk about in my book, which is the distrust of centralized institutions, which is a good thing. In fact, we free people should always be distrustful of big centralized institutions. Right. The left only likes to critique corporations. And I think corporations are not above reproach. And I think the best way to actually critique them is through entrepreneurship and competition. And that if you don't like corporations, go start your own. Be an entrepreneur and compete against them. But they don't ever critique government at all. I mean, they think government is untouchable. The MAGA doctrine, you know, to kind of tie it all together, is to question the polling, to question the media, to question government, question the FBI, respectfully and thoughtfully, of course, because free citizens, the only thing that could prevent us from living our lives as we see fit is an obstructed, coercive government that gets in our way. And the polling mechanism has been one of the few things that has allowed the ruling class basically a continual infrastructure to be able to erode our freedoms and liberties. I don't believe they're polling at all anymore. I mean, they were wrong about the polling in 16. They were wrong about the polling in 2018. They were wrong about the polling with the Mueller report. Now they say every Democrat's beat Trump. I just don't believe it. Not to mention, a national poll means nothing. Remember, the states created the federal government. The federal government did not create the states. We are a collection of states put forward in an electoral college compact. Thank goodness we still have that system intact. I care more about the polling in Wisconsin, Iowa, Ohio, North Carolina, and Florida. And guess what? Donald Trump, if you take the polling at face value, is up in the polls in Florida against Elizabeth Warren by 5 points. But they won't show you that. And so, look, the only polls that really matter are the polls on Election Day, the polls that show Donald Trump win a convincing election with 300-plus electoral votes, winning in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, North Carolina, Iowa, Ohio, and Florida states he was not supposed to win. And I'll tell you that going into 2020, I think, you know, as Rush Limbaugh always says, these polls are used in suppression capacity. They're used to suppress or try to direct human behavior in a certain way. People not show up or try to vote differently. And I think that going into 2020, every Trump supporter listening to this has to ignore the polls, vote for the candidate you believe is best, which should be Donald Trump, by the way. And, you know, don't allow the ruling class to use these to try to sway you to go in one way or the other.
If you like what you're hearing, and you probably do because he's very, very smart and he's on top of it, go listen to him. His podcast is called The Charlie Kirk Show. Check out his website, charliekirk.com. Pre-order this book right now, The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future. It's an important book. I can't wait to get it. Let me ask you about impeachment quickly. I talked to Jerome Corsi, and he said the FBI tried to get him to lie to them. That was really the end game, to get him in trouble, to get him to turn state's evidence. Michael Flynn, the general, of course, was charged with all sorts of stuff and investigated, interrogated without a lawyer present. They eventually got him for lying to them. Now it appears as though, because they have nothing impeachable, obviously, Charlie, you know that, I know that, everybody knows that. Now they're trying to get the president on obstruction of justice. If you obstruct our investigation into something you didn't do, we got you anyway on something that's impeachable. Do you agree that that's what they're trying to do? They have nothing else.
Oh, no doubt. And look, so in Hollywood, you know, Adam Schiff said he wanted to be a Hollywood writer or something, and the far left media covered it. In Hollywood, when you write a horror film, you start at the end and you work your way backwards.
Yeah.
You know, because so that's exactly what they're doing with this impeachment hunt. They start with removing Donald Trump as president of the United States or preventing him from winning re-election, and they work backwards.
They've gone through
every plan. Remember the insurance plan?
Oh, yeah.
The insurance plan, as articulated by Peter Strzok, was to try – I mean, we never actually know exactly what it is, but we should. Basically, we know the Mueller report and the Russia investigation was the insurance plan. And the president of the United States has gone through such unbelievable adversity, and now they're trying to put on another impeachment vote. But look, I have to give the Republicans in Congress a rare form of credit And for me, this is something to be said. The fact that they're thinking of calling Adam Schiff to testify as a character witness.
Love it.
Finally, we're punching back twice as hard. If there is one lesson that we learned, and I talk about this in my book, which was if you want to see the MAGA doctrine put in practice, look at the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. Because the doctrine is more than just a philosophy ideas. It's also how to act when the left comes after you with everything they have. Any other Republican would have pulled the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh, and we would not have him sitting on the Supreme Court. And guess what? When Republicans stand the ground and fight back twice as hard, really good things happen. The same could be said right now for what they're doing with Adam Schiff creating this whole narrative against a duly elected president.
And you got to love it. You've got Nunes and Jordan and Meadows and the like who are actually standing up to these guys. You're right, Charlie. For years and years, Republicans never circled the wagons. The Democrats always do. Republicans would jump in the wagon and say, we'll just go along with you. Yep. Finally, we've got a small group, and it's growing, of people that are very, very strong, and they're standing behind this president. I think the left and Adam Schiff, thought this guy would have quit. Trump would have quit by now. The president's not going anywhere. The name of the book is The MAGA Doctrine, The Only Ideas That Will Win the Future. His name is Charlie Kirk from Turning Point USA. CharlieKirk.com. Check out his podcast. Get this book right now. Charlie, thanks a million for your time,
man.
Thank you. We're back after this in the Joe Pag Show. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pag Show.
Jackson before he got weird, and his brothers, Jackson 5, Motown Monday, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. If you've got something about what Charlie and I just talked about, love to hear from you. I've got a few minutes for a phone call or two. Got to, in the meantime, tell you about Raycon earbuds, a great set of wireless Bluetooth earbuds that sound amazing. You wouldn't expect it. Little tiny things. They really work very, very well. Go with Raycons. They start at about half the price of any other premium wireless earbuds on the market, and they sound amazing. They rival these other audio brands that you're paying twice as much for. Brand new set. They're called the E25s. They're the best ones yet. You get 6 hours of playtime. Easy to pair with the Bluetooth, more bass, a more compact design. Gives you a comfortable noise isolating fit. I want you to check them out. Unlike other wireless options, they're both stylish and discreet, no dangling wires, no stems. You're going to love them. Perfect for on-the-go listening and for taking phone calls, too. Raycon, co-founded by musician and star Ray J. So, you know, they've got to sound good or else he wouldn't back them, right? He wouldn't come up with this company. Now, it's your turn to see what the hype is all about. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/pags, buyraycon.com/pags, buyraycon.com/pags. Why not check them out right now? So Twitter's all abuzz, Carrie. It turns out the Republicans, as Charlie and I were just talking about, are fighting back. Did you find something about Jim Jordan?
Yeah, this is from CBS. As the impeachment inquiry enters its public phase, top Republicans in the House are weighing whether to temporarily assign Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio to the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the panel that will conduct the initial public hearings. Discussions about adding Jordan to the committee are active and serious. A senior Republican involved in the process told CBS News, Jordan, currently the ranking member on the House Oversight Committee and an outspoken defender of President Trump, has essentially led Republican efforts in the closed-door impeachment proceedings thus far, where three committees have been able to participate. His top investigator, Steve Castor, has conducted the bulk of witness questioning. If Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy were to temporarily assign Jordan to the Intelligence Committee, it'd have to make room for him by removing a current member. And the move would also undermine Devin Nunes, the committee's top Republican. McCarthy has sole discretion over Intelligence Committee assignments.
So, I mean, I don't. Why would it undercut Nunes? I guess I'm not sure. They don't have to replace him. Did they say they're going to put him on the committee as the minority lead? I mean, it just sounds like they want to put him on the committee. I think he needs to be on there. Jim Jordan is a bulldog. He's not backing down to anybody, and he's been the guy out there briefing us every day. Does it expand upon why that would be a problem for Nunes?
Jordan is viewed by some Republican colleagues as better equipped than Nunes to be the Republican face of the inquiry because of his experience running investigations on the Oversight Committee.
So he really would sort of take Nunes's place, although Devin Nunes would stay on the committee.
Yeah. That's what it sounds like.
That's interesting to me. I think what you do is you take the best people available and you put them on there. Now, Chris Hahn, who is a lefty over on the Twitters, we follow each other. You've seen him over on Fox several times. He usually argues with Dan Bongino. He, for some reason, said, this proves the GOP is all about the show. Why? Shouldn't the Republican Party, for the first time, like in 150 years, actually step up and show that they're not going to back down? Step up and actually circle the wagons, as I talked to Charlie about? Step up and say, listen, we're going to actually fight the good fight. We're going to expose you for the BS you're talking about, and we're going to expose you for actually trying to find a charge. As Charlie said, and it was really very well said, let me reiterate it. They already have the chart on the wall. Let's say it's on a blackboard, it's on a whiteboard, it's on some sort of a board. And on that wall it says, remove Donald Trump, get Donald Trump, put a new president in place, get this guy out of the Oval Office. Okay, that's the end game. What means do we have to get there? Well, the fake dossier, the hookers peeing on beds in Moscow, the FISA court, the tapping, the wiretapping of Trump Tower, which really happened. We're going to do it through Corsi, going to do it through Roger Stone, we're going to do it through Manafort, going to do it through Michael Cohen. We're going to do it any way we possibly can, 25th Amendment. So their end game has not stopped. We have to remove him. We have to get rid of this guy. We know that's going to be at the end of it. We say, ah, see, we did what we said we would do. They have no way to get there. A friend of mine about 10 years ago said this to me for the first time. It was very strange. There is no there. I mean, I kind of get it now because there isn't one. There's nothing there. There's no there. There's nothing they can hang their hat on. There's nothing they can say, here's why we will remove him. Here's why we'll... I think they're stunned that he hasn't quit yet. I think they really thought they would take this businessman, put a bunch of leverage and pressure on him from the IRS to his own personal attorney on down, and we will get this guy to step away, and then we'll drop all the charges and all the investigations that we're doing, and we'll finally get rid of him. Now, I don't think Mike Pence would make it any easier on the Democrats, and if you get rid of Trump, that's who becomes the president. But for me, it's a very odd thing. Although I have heard a conspiracy theory that somehow you get rid of Trump, you could also get rid of Pence, and then Nancy Pelosi somehow becomes the president. Carrie, you know they've said that, right?
Yes. Yeah, I've heard it many times.
Just dumb. All right. Got to get out of here on television. I appreciate you. We're back on radio. Keep it right here on the Joe Pags Show.
This is the Joe Pags Show. Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great radio stations across the land. JoePags.com, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, email, all right there. Also, the live feed now on Facebook today. The Joe Pags Show coming your way on a Monday. That's a Motown Monday. Glad to have you here. That is Chocolate Boys. What's happening? Voce de Chocolat.
Hello.
They calling you that around the house yet?
No. No. Because it's Mom.
Voce de Chocolat.
Mom. Not Chocolate Boys.
Mom, that's it.
Mom. 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 I'm hungry.
Now, if my mother was always Ma.
Ma?
I don't think I ever called her Mommy.
My kids do when they were little.
But when talking to my mother now, or when talking to my sisters, I should say, and we refer to Mom, it's Mommy.
Hmm.
What is it in your family?
Well, my teenager calls me Mumsy. It's Mumsy.
Mumsy. Is he British?
No. Sometimes he talks like that. Mumsy.
Is he a Brit?
I don't know.
What is that?
He's not. I don't know. It's something he came up with. I'm Mumsy. And to my little one, I'm Mom. 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 I need this. Mom.
Now, Mumsy. When they talk Mom, about Mommy. You to each other, do they say Mom or Mommy? What do they do?
I think it's Mom.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're all older now. And still, when I talk to Elisa and Elena and Monica, my three sisters, it's Mommy.
Now, when you talk
to
your mom,
are you mommy's house? Are you going to see Mommy? Or
when you talk to your mom, do you call her Mommy now, or is it
Ma?
Ma.
Ma.
Ma. Gotcha.
Ma.
Ma.
Ma. When's the food going to be ready, Ma? Not irritating. What do you mean? My voice, she made the voice. She can't call it irritating.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Ma!
Mm.
All right, we've got a lot going on this hour, lots to get to. I definitely want to talk about what's happening out and about. And I want to take your phone calls as well. This, I don't watch the UFC. I've seen UFC. Was this actually UFC? It was, right?
Yes.
Because there's UFC, then there's some other thing, and then there. But Dana White is the UFC guy, yes?
Yes.
Polo, Dana White is the UFC, yes?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a big UFC fight. The president loves the UFC. His family does. They're very involved. And the president went to Madison Square Garden to see the fight, right? I mean, that was the story.
Mm-hmm.
And the media represented that he got booed horribly, just booed and booed. Got really, really booed. And video evidence proves that's not really the case. What do you have on this? Because, again, this just goes a long way to the legacy media doing all it can to deliver a negative story, even if there isn't one to be had. Go ahead.
From the blaze, there is nothing like a night out in New York City. President Donald Trump received a roaring applause from a Manhattan crowd as he entered Madison Square Garden in New York City on Saturday night to watch UFC 244. The 45th president of the United States arrived at the legendary venue at approximately 9 p.m. along with his family and high-ranking members of Congress. According to the New York Post, although a small group of protesters gathered outside and some fans booed Trump as he walked into the arena, and there were twice as many fans happy to see the commander-in-chief. A video posted by MMA fighter Tara LaRosa appears to confirm this as it shows fans mostly cheering Trump as he walked in to watch the sporting event. The Post reported Trump traveled to New York to watch the fighter Derek Lewis take on Blagoy Ivanov with House Minority Leader Representative Kevin McCarthy and Representative Mark Meadows and arrived at John F. Kennedy Airport shortly after 8 p.m. The entourage arrived at Madison Square Garden about an hour later after taking the Marine One helicopter to a heliport in Lower Manhattan. The president and his entourage then went by motorcade to the arena located in Midtown Manhattan. Despite the warm reception seen on video, several media outlets are portraying the crowd's reaction as negative. A CBS News headline reads, Trump booed at UFC event in New York City. Meanwhile, CNN said Trump met with loud boos, some cheers at UFC fight in New York. Over at The Hill, a headline reads, Trump gets deluge of boos upon entering MSG prior to UFC 244, adding President Trump was welcomed into Madison Square Garden Saturday night with heavy booing from the crowd. Now, reacting to the negative media reports, Donald Trump Jr. counterpunched on Twitter late Saturday night, calling the reception overwhelmingly positive and blasting media critics of the president as leftist hacks. Similarly, UFC President Dana White called it the most electrifying entrance he's seen in 25 years.
Wow. So Dana White is not afraid to be a supporter of the president. Donald Trump Jr. posted, and you probably, this is what you're referring to, he posted a video proving that they were roundly cheered. He walked in right behind his father. Would the one call it a deluge of booze?
Yes.
Now, interestingly, if you can, go back and tell me the first headline, because the first headline can be deemed correct, although it's misleading, it's correct.
From CBS, Trump booed at UFC event in New York City.
Okay. Was he booed? Yeah. Was it one guy? Maybe. You know what I mean? Out of, you know, Madison Square Garden holds what? 18, 19, 20,000 people. So if one guy booed, you can write the headline, Trump booed as he walks into Madison Square Garden. You could write that. It would be correct. It would be misleading as hell, but it would be correct. Now, a deluge of boos? No. Because CNN then gets it a little less right, because then CNN says what?
Trump met with loud boos, some cheers at UFC fight in New York.
Okay. A little less right, but it still can be deemed correct. Loud boos? Was the one guy really loud who was booing? Perhaps. Some cheers, it gets a little bit sketchy there. Why are we using some? And then the third one's just dead wrong.
Trump gets deluge of boos upon entering MSG prior to UFC 244. That was from The Hill.
Now listen, been a long time since I went to school. Let's look up deluge, okay? Let's go ahead, because I just want to, because Carrie, I'm going to go ahead and say that is incorrect what they said there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go incorrect on that one. Now, would you agree incorrect?
I would, yes. And we have video evidence of it.
We do. The video evidence proves that it was overwhelming cheers. And Dana White's not a dumb guy. He's not going to lie about whether there was an electric entrance or not. A great flood of water, inundation, flood. All right, so it wasn't water we were referring to. Let's go to the second. A drenching rain, a downpour. Okay. That's incorrect as well. There wasn't rain. The third one is anything that overwhelms, like a flood. A deluge of mail is an example that's given. I'm going to say definition number three is the one they were going for because there wasn't any rain inside the Madison Square Garden, right?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So the third definition is probably what they were going for. Was there a deluge of booze? Because that would mean like a waterfall, an overflooding of booze.
Booze outweighed the cheers the way they're writing this headline.
So I'm going to say incorrect on the third one. First one is right, although misleading. Second one is less right and even more misleading. The third one's an out-and-out lie. So people do get their information from some of these rags, some of these outlets. Like, there's something called Jezebel that I'm not familiar with. Are you familiar with Jezebel as an outlet?
Yeah. I don't use it, but I've heard of it.
Yeah. Sorted, a little bit more seedy,
mm-hmm.
sort of flagrant, sort of terminology, I guess sexual stuff. They saw the Nationals catcher today. What's the guy's name? Kurt Suzuki.
Yeah.
Put on a MAGA or MAGA hat when he's standing at the White House. I'm so glad the Nationals went to the White House and didn't make a big controversy about not going. And if some players didn't want to go, whatever. I think you should all go if you're invited. But he's there. He puts on the MAGA hat. The president gives him a big hug. And Jezebel now says that Kurt Suzuki is off the F list.
Okay.
Now, I didn't know what that was. Our friend Dana Lash retweeted it and gave a comment, a very smart comment, that, well, he doesn't care because he's married to a beautiful woman. So I guess that means that he would not be allowed to be with the women because he wore a MAGA hat or a MAGA hat. That's where we are in this country today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
If you wear a hat supporting the president of the United States, there's an outlet where some people get their information. It's verified on Twitter. I guess it's got many followers. They really think they're right that this guy wearing that hat would have precluded him from having relations with women. Carrie, help me out here. I know you don't like to agree with me, but you have to agree that's kind of dumb, right?
Yes, dumb. Not just kind of, it is.
Yeah. So there is media that is only self-serving, only talking about what it wants you to believe. Then there is media that gets it right. A little impressed that CBS at least attempted to skate by any controversy by saying the words they said in that headline were right. The words said in the next headline, less right. The words said in the third headline, dead wrong. And some people are getting their information from all three of those outlets. So you put them all three together, you don't really have a real reflection, a journal kept of what happened that night. And let's say there are millions of people that follow the three of them combined. There are now millions of people who are convinced today, Carrie. Thankfully, you're here to correct them with the real story. But there are millions of people that believe today the president got booed roundly in a deluge of booze mm-hmm. at Madison Square Garden. Hey, this is not true.
I don't even like the CBS headline either because I feel like they're leaving something out. So they're not being truthful. When you leave something out, you got to tell the whole story. Yeah,
I'm not saying they're truthful. Make sure that you hear what I'm saying. I'm saying it is not incorrect. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The words they wrote in that headline, yes,
yeah.
He was booed. Okay. True. Like if you walk into a place and 20,000 people cheer you, and I'm standing there going, boo, Lucky, boo. Can I write the headline that you were booed? Yes,
well,
you literally were booed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I see.
But it's completely, it is incomplete, I agree. And it is not a true journal of what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's misleading.
Agree.
Yeah. You'd agree it's misleading,
yes,
right?
Yes. Oh, yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry, your thoughts on this, those of you watching and listening, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Let me know if you went into this story before we read it or before some other outlet dispelled it today, thinking that the president was booed over the weekend at the UFC fight. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Plus, I want to know where you get your information. Do you believe Jezebel or Newsweek or CBS or whatever, Huffington Post? Or do you really check in 18 different outlets until you get the real story? And thank God, Carrie, thank God there's video. Had there been no video, people would have just believed what these outlets were reporting.
I know. That is sad.
That's stunning.
That's sad.
888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. We're coming right back. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Oh, yes. Uh-huh. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. Glad to have you along for the ride. When you get to JoePags.com, scroll down a little bit and sign up for the newsletter. You'll get an email every day, Monday through Saturday, from me. It'll outline what we're going to talk about on the show, what guests I have on the program, whether there's a PAGS parody or not. Had two last week, and I don't have an idea this week yet, but Carrie, sometimes things just happen. You have to do a PAGS parody on Beth, though, dropping out. How do you not do that?
I'm so sorry, I missed that one, too.
How do you not do that?
Yeah.
So it's 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. I'll send you the MP3.
I don't think I can get MP3s. Sorry. Yeah.
Well, it's a Samsung. Reason. You might not be able to. That's true. Yeah.
Don't even bother.
Why do you make a face?
Yeah.
Yeah, because Samsung, they don't do MP3s. But a guy actually called and he wanted it to be his ringtone immediately.
That good, huh?
Yeah. Wanted it to be his ringtone. Oh, it was good. Okay. It was good. You know, because the people appreciate the live when you go for it, just do it live.
Sometimes they are funnier. I will give you that. When you do
all
it
that
live.
For you. So, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that. 888-941-PAGS, JoePags.com. I literally want to know where you get your news. What is your news outlet? And when you see a headline, what I want people to learn from when we talk about media, you're a news anchor. I was for a long time, was a journalist for a long time. I know how to do the job. You know how to do the job. We try to do our best to give you the story before I give you my opinion. That's truly what I'm trying to do. So if you're getting the information from me, I still want you to check it out. I still want you to research what I'm saying. I want you to get from the outlet that you do trust. What I'm asking is, who do you trust? What is the outlet? You know, where do you go and say, I could take his word? Like it used to be, Cronkite said it.
Mm-hmm. That was it.
It must be true.
That was the word.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, for a long time, Brokaw said it. That was it.
Dan Rather.
Dan Rather said it. That was it. Until the whole George W. Bush fake stuff about his Texas Air National Guard service. Then you started saying, well, wait a second, maybe Rather wasn't telling me the truth for a long time. Maybe he was a political operative. And if you see him in his later life now when he tweets and stuff, he's completely anti-Trump and he's an operative. But you wonder, who do you believe? And I'm here to tell you, when you see a headline, be skeptical. When you see a report, be skeptical. I actually rarely, and Carrie, do you ever watch the local news?
Yeah, I do. In the mornings, I do.
I used to watch it all the time. I can't watch in the morning because I'm not up in the morning. By noon, I'm at the gym and whatever else. But I used to watch the 10 o'clock pretty consistently here in Central Time in San Antonio. Many of you in Eastern Time and also Pacific Time watch it at 11. But I would watch the news at 10 o'clock, and A, I'm so jaded from having done the job that it's hard to just watch it and not see when there's a technical issue. I can see that. Or see when there's a, you know, a flub or something in the reading of the whatever. I mean, I wish I didn't see it that way, but I do because you've been on the other side, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the reasons. The other reason is I become very skeptical about what's being reported. And I immediately see slant whether there is one or not because I'm so skeptical about it. So I just try to stay away. Because for a while, I'd watch it, I'd comment on it, and people get mad at me, and I'd write them emails, they'd write me back, and I'd have a big stupid face, and all this. And I just said, I don't even watch it that much anymore.
Okay.
A little bit here and there, but not much at all. But when I did watch it, I was skeptical to the point to where I was almost too skeptical. Now, I want those who are watching and listening to at least question it. Don't go to the nth degree like I would, but question it. Check it out. Research it. What's the other side? What am I missing? What do they want me to believe? And why do they want me to believe that? I mean, it's fair, right?
I think
fair.
So. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. It's good.
So do that. Go in with a skeptical eye. Now, when you listen, because you do news every day, do you hear that too? Are you jaded to that? Maybe not to the extent I am, but.
Now, I'm not quite as, you know, fervent as what you were and then emailing people and going back and forth, but I've seen it. I've seen it.
It's my MO. You knew damn well that I did that.
I know.
I actually rewrote a script once. Mm-hmm. Like I saw the news report, and I think this was when the president was in town and some SAPD officers put on their MAGA hats.
Yes.
I actually rewrote the entire story about how it should have been done. Like, at that point, I'm a little bit too over the top.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that is.
At that point, I had to stop.
Yeah.
And I read it on the air. I had to stop and just check myself for a second.
All right.
Let me go to the phone lines. Tulsa, it's Matthew. What's going on, man? Hi.
Hey, Joe. I read the headline about the booze at the UFC event. So instead of going to those news sites, I just went to YouTube. And I just searched for it, and I watched videos that individuals posted, and I couldn't hear any boos. All I could hear were cheers, were, you know, applause, and I was listening specifically for these boos that they were talking about, and I heard none.
Well, Matthew, I think what happened was this. I think that a guy who was booing him took his own video. So what are you going to hear on his video?
Boos, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think that's what they, he definitely got booed. Here, we got it right here as proof. And then, of course, if you take an overview, a just natural sound video, it was overwhelmingly cheers for the guy.
They even asked the fighters after the fights, they were trying to kind of bait the fighters. And all the fighters were like, oh, man, that's great. I like that Trump was here. I may not agree with him politically, but it's awesome that he's here.
They tried to get him to say something negative about him being there?
Yeah, they were saying, you know, what would you have done if President Trump wanted to put the belt on you? And the guy that won the fight, he said, oh, man, that would be great. Trump is awesome.
Wow.
I may not agree with him politically, but he's awesome. You know, he's New York. He's a millionaire. I like it.
That's
so
cool.
They were even trying to bait the fighters, and they didn't take it.
Yeah, well, Matthew, I appreciate you calling in. I think he's right. There are videos out there, and that's why I said, thank goodness there are videos. It's just like with police cameras now, body cams. I was wondering, I'm not really sure about this. And then once you see that so many officers were doing the exact opposite of what they're accused of doing, I'm glad the body cam is there. We have video now almost everywhere. I don't like it. It feels like we're over-surveilled. And as long as you're not putting video cameras inside my house, I guess I could always go hide. But at the end of the day, you've got video proof that what these people are reporting is at least misleading, if not completely factually incorrect. And thank goodness Matthew said, well, let me go on YouTube and go find this. Let me go and search on different sites and see what I can actually find out. Because if you just take the media's word for it, and I think that's what they're mad at, that people in this country no longer just take their word for it, hook, line, and sinker. As long as you take their word for it, you're going to be indoctrinated and follow whatever they say. I'm glad that people like Matthew are smart enough to go and find it elsewhere. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Lots more coming your way, including how is it that the state of Texas is cleaning up the homeless problem in the state capitol, and why can other states do it? Keep it here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great radio stations all over. JoePags.com. All the social media there. Click on Facebook. The live stream is up there today. Also, of course, great radio stations. Just love each and every station. Appreciate you. Some of the best stations in the land for sure. All right, people still calling in. They want to talk about what their news source is. Do they believe any of it? Or are they turned off by it? Are you still believing headlines when you read them? Is your initial, because growing up, my initial response was, I believe that. They're not going to lie to me on the news. But now we know that they will. And they'll do it a lot. And when they correct the incorrect information, they'll do it quietly, surreptitiously. Then they can claim, what? I did a retweet. What are you talking about? I actually got something wrong when Baghdadi was killed, and I admitted it immediately and added a tweet to my tweet saying it. I said that I checked out Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib's Twitter pages. No mention of al-Baghdadi. Turns out Tlaib certainly didn't. Neither did Ayanna Pressley nor AOC. But Ilhan Omar did say he was a bad guy and the world would be a more peaceful place without him, something like that. Then she retweeted a bunch of stuff, so that it was way down on her timeline. I didn't see it. But I did later see it, corrected it immediately. That's the job. When you do get something wrong, and we're human, we get things wrong every once in a while, for the most part, rarely get things wrong because I do enough research that I want to bring you the truth on this show. But when I get something wrong, I immediately try to fix it. The news media doesn't feel that same sort of responsibility, which is weird to me. It's very weird to me. So who do you trust? What do you go to? Where do you turn? Carrie, may I ask, where do you get your news? I mean, because you get news sources, though, that others probably don't have. You've got them all day.
I have several. Yeah, I don't just have one or two. I have many.
And before you go with it, though, do you do some checking and balancing before you go with the actual story, the details?
Yeah, especially like if something looks weird to me, I will check it with maybe two or three other sources that I use just to make sure that I've got the right information.
So people know, when you're a news anchor on television or radio, if you didn't go and report it yourself, you have to take other sources. Yes. You have to take those sources. You have to put that information together. And Carrie had been doing it long enough. I mean, a long time, like 50 years. Been doing it long enough to where you have to check and see what's going on.
Are you talking about me or you?
I said Carrie. Yeah. Unless we're calling you Carrie now.
No.
Pretty sure I said Carrie.
I know, but not 50 years.
I went with Carrie.
Maybe I'm like 15, you know, because I'm in my 30s.
15 what? 15 years. Which is half as long as you've been at this very station.
Okay, it's not 50. I just know that. Right? It's not 50.
It's in the 40s.
When
you're doing it for that long, then you know when something stinks. Okay, what's going on in this story? Mm-hmm. But you've been doing it a long time. Not 50, but close. Has there been a rare occasion where you actually reported something that later you found out was wrong?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We do make mistakes.
And then you have to go back and fix it.
We do. You have to correct it.
Well, it's not even you making a mistake. The source made a mistake, or they purposely got it wrong.
Yes. And you have to go back and say, yeah, no, that didn't happen. A lot of times, you know, that happens, like, you know, when breaking news happens and things are happening so fast and everybody wants to get the first word out there and they want to be the first to report it. And then you go with it and then it's something completely different. Yeah, that tends to happen a lot.
It does. And when it happens, because, you know, you're going, whoa, dude.
Everything's changing. It's not the story that I first reported to you.
What the heck?
Yeah.
So I want to know what your news source is. Then we'll have that story about how they're cleaning up Austin now and how the state of Texas said, we're not just going to lay idly by and watch you do this to the great city, you know, the great state capital here in Texas. Why can't California pick up on this and do it? Or New York or Chicago or L.A.? I mean, just accepting the fact that there are homeless people laying around everywhere and not, A, trying to show them how to not be homeless anymore, or B, at least, you know, protect others from some of these people might be drug addicts. It might be people who would steal from you to go get their next hit. They might be really good people who are down on their luck and they'll do anything to get some food or some whatever. Why not give them resources through all the taxation in these places, get some resources, get them some help, and certainly protect the residents of the city? We'll talk about that in a moment. Let me go to the phone lines, though. It's going to be line two. Dan is in Boston. Dan, what's going on?
Oh, hi, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I had called about when you're talking about the applause situation. I had TV news on this mid-morning.
Right.
And I wasn't aware of the controversy or whatever had taken place. So I was in my kitchen. I went about 20 feet away from my TV. I was making my dog a snack. And I could hear the TV news. And I hear this raucous applause. And it caught my attention. And I spun my head and looking into the living room, and I'm thinking they must be bringing in Paul McCartney and Ringo Starr like that. And it was Donald Trump walking down the ramp, entering the arena, and it was just, they were going nuts for him. You know,
So you didn't hear any boos at all?
No. And then they showed it again later, shortly after, because that's the after they showed it the first time was the first I heard about the boos controversy. And if you really had to listen. Well, while I was watching it the second time, because they had mentioned it, I heard a few boos, yeah. But when I was not watching, just listening from the kitchen, I really thought they were bringing Paul McCartney in.
You didn't think to yourself, wow, listen to all the boos.
No, not at all. I had to listen for it the second time they showed it, and it was not very audible. It was, they were going nuts for him, most of the people.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, most people are reporting just what Dan says. Most people are reporting exactly what he just said. That I didn't hear any boos at all. After people reported there were boos, I listened to it again. All right, you hear a smattering here and there. Not a deluge. Not he was roundly booed in some cheers. And no, that's just dumb. Let me go back at it. It's going to be Mark in Kansas City. Mark, what's going on? Hi.
Not much. How are you?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
Good to hear it. Yeah, back in 2016, a couple weeks before the election, my sister went to a rally, Trump rally in Tampa. And I had turned on CNN, and they reported a few thousand at the rally. I turned on Fox. James Cameron on the Megyn Kelly show reported 8,000 to 9,000. I text my sister. She said this place holds 20,000 people. It's packed, and there's thousands outside that can't get in.
It happens everywhere. It happens everywhere he goes, but the media wants to make it seem like it's not happening. And,
yeah, exactly.
and they're dead set on making, because they figure that you'll believe them.
The following week, Hillary's vice president nominee came in town, she went to that rally and she counted 32 people there.
What did the media say about that one?
They never reported it.
Yeah, because if you report it, you have to at least tell a little bit of the truth. That's the thing. So you watch it, you listen, but you don't necessarily believe it.
Oh, absolutely not. It's amazing watching CNN or MSNBC, and they're watching something totally different. It's like, how did you come up with that answer, or how did you come up with that analogy?
Well, I think it's sneakier than that, though. I got to be honest with you, Mark. I don't think that they're watching it and they're saying, wow, look, there's nobody here, or wow, look at how great this is. I think they're watching it and they say, oh, damn it, he filled the stadium again. He's got people waiting outside. We better figure out a negative angle on this. I don't think they're dumb. I just think that they're underhanded.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I got you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Open line now, 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Carrie, if you don't mind, give me that story out of Austin and what Greg Abbott, our governor, and the rest of the state legislature and the government decided. We're not going to sit idly by and let this happen. Fill me in.
From Vox News, state agencies are moving in to clean up Austin, Texas, after the capital city became a magnet for homeless vagrants due to laws allowing people to camp out on the streets. Now, the project started on Monday morning as cleaning crews used leaf blowers and street sweepers to clear debris while they were guarded by state police. Fox News sent a camera crew and reporter Aisha Haysen into Austin to investigate and ask questions to people on the ground. And we saw crews out and about escorted by state police cleaning up the trash out here using leaf blowers and a street sweeper, as she told the host of Fox and Friends. And the second part, we believe, will be to pack up the folks living here as the state steps in and frustration mounts over how the city is handling this crisis. Residents complained of tent cities sprouting up near state highways and said homeless people have continually urinated and defecated in the streets. Homelessness is up 5% from last year in Austin, as 2,255 individuals will experience homelessness in the city this year, according to the Austin-Travis County annual point count. City leaders repealed a camping ban earlier this year and allowed people to sleep or camp in any public area. Texas Governor Greg Abbott gave the city time to stem the crisis, but has now sent in the Texas Department of Transportation to finish the job with what he called a day of action. Safety will improve soon. The governor tweeted the homeless will be offered options for shelter, food, clothing, and health care. One man interviewed by a scene claimed homeless people come from all around the country to live on the streets in Austin because the authorities are lax and there are many incentives like free food and shelter.
Very interesting. Now, the city should be embarrassed that the state had to come in and save them, but they're not. Hey, Carrie, did we ever find out? And this is, I think this is important for anybody listening across the country. What led to Austin saying you can set up encampments anywhere you feel like it? Do we have any idea why?
I don't know. I can look.
I don't know that a story is going to jump out at you that says exactly that. But, I mean, we should have the right to know why they made this dumb decision, shouldn't we?
Absolutely, yes. Especially the people of Austin.
And because they can, I mean, legitimately go out in the front of your development and just set up a camp.
Yeah.
They're actually chasing people away from businesses. You can lay out in front of my business and right in front of the door. People have to step over you to get into my business. I mean, if I'm a consumer, I'm not going to step over a homeless person to go to your business. Mm-hmm. I'll go down the street, make some food at home. I mean, there is no benefit that I can see other than the city wants to be able to say, look how compassionate we are. We're so compassionate that we're letting homeless people do anything they want. Had somebody write me an email, I believe it was a friend, I think. I should probably know. But went to San Bernardino recently. I think it was San Bernardino. And saw the first person, some woman, dropped her pants and just went to the bathroom right there in front of them, sidewalk.
Wow. That is sad.
I mean, if you tell people this is allowed, they're going to do it. If you tell them it's not allowed, they might think twice and maybe go find a bathroom. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. So you see what the state of Texas is doing. Shouldn't your state do the same thing if there's a homeless problem there? And if they aren't doing it, why not? And what are you willing to do to make that state react the way you need them to? Remember, it's your government, by and for the people, right? Of, by, and for. We seem to forget about that. 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Stay here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Your sweet great to have you. Welcome to the program, Motown Monday edition, the Joe Pags Show. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on. Lots to get out there. I just had somebody connect with me on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is, I guess it's a social, but a professional social networking site. It's not really a social media site where you go there and comment a lot. I get a lot of requests, and I go there and I'll like it. I have one. Do you remember what my one requirement is on LinkedIn?
I do not.
You have to have a picture, or else I won't connect with you.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, if there's no picture, I mean, you couldn't take the time to put a freaking picture on. You've got some default, you know, gray outline of a guy's head. Then, you know, I don't have time. So I do not accept if you don't have a picture. But somebody from Talking Points Memo just connected with me on LinkedIn. It's like a far left-wing site. So I went and checked her out on Twitter. And she said that Trump, this is one of her articles that she wrote, Trump tends to get racist when he's feeling vulnerable.
Okay.
This is from October 22nd. Today, Trump's feeling anxious about his party's unification on impeachment, so he tweeted something racist. The pattern is clear. I tried to read the story. You've got to be a member of something to read Talking Points. I'm not going to pay to be a member of that. But no, the president didn't tweet anything racist. So I'm wondering what the virtue signaling is that she found racism in something he said that wasn't racist. It's always very odd to me. What people can get out of the same thing. We could all look at the same thing and take something different out of it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So why would somebody like that want to follow me?
Is she a journalist?
Allegedly. She's a writer for Talking Points Memo.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I see no benefit from her following me, to be honest with you. Other than maybe she saw me on Newsmax and said, oh, I'm going to go follow this guy and see what he's all about, and then I'll find out he's racist too. I'm sure several things I've said tonight have been racist, according to somebody like this.
No doubt. Yeah.
Racist! Saw me on Newsmax TV and decided, that's it. He's a big fat racist. I got to go follow him on LinkedIn. Which, again, I wouldn't say to myself, okay. Well, there's somebody that doesn't make it. Here's somebody I don't agree with at all. I've never once said, let me go follow this person.
That's
the only
weird,
person I can tell you that I follow that's like that is Chris Hahn, who I mentioned earlier, because I at least give him credit and respect for showing up on Fox News Channel and getting that ass kicked every single time. I respect that he at least keeps on showing up. And actually, I've tweeted that out. I've said, I really respect this guy. He keeps on showing up, and he consistently loses badly. I mean, it's almost like Bongino's going to... It's almost like he's figuratively body slamming him every single time. And the guy keeps on going, well, okay, let's do it again.
Sounds like fun.
I'm not that guy.
Yeah,
I'm not that guy. Keep going in if I got attacked every single time. All right, going to take a phone call or two in a moment. Look around. It's a wireless world. Everybody's going for wireless earbuds, wireless all sorts of stuff, wireless connections to your car radio. I mean, there's all sorts of wireless things happening. And the last thing you want to do is still be connected via a wire, maybe those stems, to your device. Why not get a great pair of earbuds that are about half the price of the other premium earbuds out there? They're called Raycons, R-A-Y-C-O-N-S. Raycons start at about half the price. As I said, they sound amazing. The latest model, the E25s, best ones yet. You get 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, a more compact design that gives you a comfortable noise-isolating fit, unlike some of your other wireless options. Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet with no dangling wires or stems, perfect for on-the-go listening and for taking phone calls, too. Co-founded by Ray J and celebrities like Cardi B and Snoop Dogg already are giving the seal of approval. Now it's your turn to find out what all the hype is about. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/pags, buyraycon.com/pags. Again, 15% off right now, buyraycon.com/pags. Time for a quick one. Let me say hi to Tony in Akron. Tony, what's going on?
Well, I'm glad to talk to you, Joe. I listen to your show fairly often.
Thank you.
I really like the fact that you're a fair guy.
I got about a minute for you.
I'm not going to be fair.
Okay.
I'm going to be hard on two things.
Come on.
Newspapers. The once great New York Times and the Washington Post. We're letting the tail wag the dog here because I think it's time we took up the gauntlet from the New York Times and the Washington Post, and let's call them who they really are. The New York Times is really the New York tabloid Times now,
right?
Not a newspaper.
Right. 30 seconds.
The Washington Post really should be addressed as the Washington tabloid Post. They are tabloid.
They are.
They no longer report news, and they're licensed to report news. So why should we support them? We should not support them. What we should do is call them for who they are, tabloids. So since they're tabloids and they want to spin the news and report only what they want to report and yeah. only the portion of a story of news that really isn't the news, then therefore we should all address them on every way we can.
Gotcha.
And everybody we talk to as the New York Tabloid Times.
Washington Tabloid Post. Tony, great, great stuff. I got to run. I appreciate you. Let's do some pop culture. Dirty pop. Naomi writing me about how mean I was. I gave him, you know, like a minute and 45. Paula, what's going on?
So today is Matthew McConaughey's 50th birthday.
Oh, thank the Lord. Why do I care about
that? Well, for his 50th, he officially joined Instagram.
Really?
Yeah. He had been...
Let me guess. He has millions of followers in one day, right?
Well, I don't want to rub that in or anything, but he has been on Twitter, but this was his first, I guess, you know, with Instagram, so...
Is it a selfie?
It was a video.
Okay. Yeah. There you go. That's Polo. That's Carrie. That's Sam. I'm Joe. We'll see you tomorrow. Same time, same place.